Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sarge Connolly. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cleo Carlisle. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm bunts towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rothrock reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and has Rothrock trapped. There's the throw to Calm, who throws to Peckinpah, who tags Rothrock for the out. Meyer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Meyer moves to third. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shaner. The throw from McCurdy and he is safe. Shaner steals second. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman takes first base on ball four. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is hit by the pitch. Hoffman moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Carlisle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Flagstead reaches third base with a triple. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan bunts off the glove of Clancy, and into shallow right field. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Flagstead scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground for a single. Reagan scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carlisle moves to second. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy throws towards the plate. McCurdy fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCurdy. Carlisle scores. Tote moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Moberg now catching. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roth Rock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Meyer steals second. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Flagstead takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0 for 1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Shaner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaner moves to third. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoffman is walked intentionally. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Hoffman steals second. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Connolly, and towards Com, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy bunts for a single. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rothrock strikes out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Flagstad hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Metzler picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Metzler. Flagstad moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a fly ball towards right. Carlisle settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Carlisle. Ward moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer throws to second for one, and Reagan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ward scores. Berg moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground for a single. Berg moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cleo Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Shaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Clancy, and towards Ward, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-3 in the game. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rothrock fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.